Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to this revision podcast on one of the most important topics in your GCSE biology course, homeostasis and response. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know from the nervous system to blood glucose control, thermoregulation, and plant hormones. We'll also cover the exam tips that examiners specifically look for and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big idea. What actually is homeostasis? Homeostasis is the regulation of internal conditions within a cell or organism to maintain optimum conditions for enzyme action and cell function in response to both internal and external changes. That definition is worth memorizing word for word. Examiners award a mark specifically for the phrase, optimum conditions for enzyme action. Don't just say keeping things constant, that's too vague and won't earn you the mark. Every homeostatic control system has three key components: receptors, which detect changes in the internal environment, a coordination center, such as the brain, spinal cord, or pancreas, which receives and processes information, and effectors, which are muscles or glands that bring about a response to restore the optimum level. The key mechanism linking all of these is negative feedback. When a level rises above the optimum, the system responds to bring it back down. When it falls below, the system responds to bring it back up. Think of it like a thermostat in your home. Now let's talk about the nervous system. The nervous system allows the body to respond rapidly to stimuli using electrical impulses. The pathway of a reflex arc goes like this: stimulus, receptor, sensory neuron, relay neuron in the spinal cord, motor neuron, effector, response. A really important point here: reflex actions are automatic and do not involve the conscious part of the brain. That is a mark-winning statement. The reflex arc passes through the spinal cord, not the brain, which is why reflexes are so fast. A common mistake candidates make is saying the impulse goes to the brain. It doesn't in a reflex arc, it goes to the spinal cord. The three types of neurons are sensory neurons, which carry impulses from receptors to the central nervous system, relay neurons, which are found in the spinal cord and brain, and connect sensory to motor neurons, and motor neurons, which carry impulses from the central nervous system to effectors. Between neurons are tiny gaps called synapses. Chemicals called neurotransmitters diffuse across the synapse to transmit the signal. This is why nerve signals slow down slightly at synapses. Moving on to the endocrine system. While the nervous system uses electrical impulses, the endocrine system uses chemical messengers called hormones, which are secreted by glands directly into the bloodstream and travel to target organs. Hormones act more slowly than nerve impulses, but their effects last longer. Key glands include the pituitary gland, often called the master gland because it controls other glands, the thyroid, adrenal glands, pancreas, and the ovaries and testes. Blood glucose regulation is a favorite exam topic. After a meal, blood glucose rises. The pancreas detects this, and beta cells release insulin. Insulin causes liver and muscle cells to take up glucose and convert it to glycogen. This process is called glycogenesis. Blood glucose then falls back to normal. If blood glucose falls too low, perhaps after exercise, alpha cells in the pancreas release glucagon. Glucagon causes the liver to convert glycogen back to glucose, this is glycogenolysis, and releases it into the blood. This is a perfect example of negative feedback. Now, diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is where the immune system destroys the beta cells in the pancreas so no insulin is produced. It is treated with insulin injections. Type 2 diabetes is where the body's cells no longer respond to insulin properly. This is called insulin resistance. It is often linked to being overweight or having a poor diet. It is managed through diet, exercise, and sometimes medication. Examiners frequently ask candidates to distinguish between these two types. Make sure you know the cause and treatment for each. Thermoregulation, keeping your body temperature at 37 degrees Celsius, is controlled by the hypothalamus in the brain. When you're too hot, blood vessels near the skin surface undergo vasodilation. They widen, allowing more blood to flow near the surface and lose heat by radiation. Sweat glands produce sweat, and as it evaporates, it cools the skin. Body hairs lie flat. When you're too cold, blood vessels undergo vasoconstriction. They narrow, reducing blood flow to the surface and conserving heat. Muscles shiver, generating heat through respiration. Hairs stand on end, trapping an insulating layer of air. Always use the correct terminology, vasodilation and vasoconstriction, not blood vessels get wider or get narrower. Examiners specifically reward the correct terms. Finally, plant hormones. Auxins are produced in the tips of shoots and roots and control growth by causing cell elongation. In shoots, auxin promotes growth, so the side with more auxin grows more. In roots, high concentrations of auxin actually inhibit growth. This difference is crucial and catches many candidates out. Phototropism is the growth response to light. When light hits one side of a shoot, auxin moves to the shaded side, causing those cells to elongate more, and the shoot bends towards the light. Gravitropism is the response to gravity. In roots, auxin accumulates on the lower side, inhibiting growth there, so the upper side grows more and the root bends downward, positive gravitropism. Gibberellins are hormones involved in seed germination and stem elongation. Ethene is a gas hormone involved in fruit ripening and is used commercially to ripen fruit during transport. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, always use the phrase negative feedback when describing any homeostatic control mechanism. Examiners are specifically looking for it. Second, when describing the reflex arc, get the sequence exactly right. Stimulus, receptor, sensory neuron, relay neuron, motor neuron, effector, response. A single mistake in the order, and you lose marks. Third, never confuse insulin and glucagon. Here's a memory trick. Insulin, it brings glucose into cells. Glucagon goes, it gets glucose, going back into the blood. Fourth, for thermoregulation questions, always use vasodilation and vasoconstriction, never just wider or narrower. Fifth, for plant hormones, remember that auxin promotes growth in shoots, but inhibits growth in roots at high concentrations. This is the most commonly confused point in this entire topic. For command words, if a question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. Explain means give the reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Compare means give both similarities and differences. Evaluate means consider evidence for and against and make a judgment. For six, mark questions on this topic, which are usually explain questions about a control mechanism. Structure your answer as state what is detected. Name the organ or gland that responds. Name the hormone or process involved. Describe the effect on target cells. And state how this restores the optimum level. That structure alone will get you into the top band. Now, a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the three components of a homeostatic control system? Answer. Receptor, coordination center, effector. Question 2. Which cells in the pancreas release insulin? Answer, beta cells. Question 3. What is the term for blood vessels near the skin widening to lose heat? Answer, vasodilation. Question 4. In which direction does a shoot grow in response to light? Answer, towards the light, positive phototropism. Question 5. What is the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes? Answer, type 1, no insulin produced due to immune system destroying beta cells. Type 2, cells do not respond to insulin, insulin resistance. Let's wrap up. The 5 most important things to take away from this episode are 1, homeostasis maintains optimum conditions for enzyme action using negative feedback. 2, the reflex arc pathway is stimulus, receptor, sensory neuron, relay neuron, motor neuron, effector, response. And it does not involve the conscious brain. 3. Insulin lowers blood glucose by promoting glycogenesis. Glucagon raises it by promoting glycogenolysis. 4. Vasodilation and vasoconstriction control heat loss from the skin. And 5. Auxin promotes growth in shoots but inhibits growth in roots at high concentrations. You've got this. Keep revising, keep testing yourself, and remember, the more you retrieve information from memory, the stronger it sticks. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.